This is Family Resemblance, a Doom Star Trek reboot crossover fic, written by Tigress Wolf and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG, contains the pairings Reaper original female character, Sam original male character, mentions of Sarge Reaper, and pre-Jim Kirk Leonard McCoy. The story goes AU for both movies. Part 1. There are family legends, John knows, of a horse lord and a sword master. Soon there will be one about the heroic soldier. He doesn't want to leave Sam, but he must. 10 years have passed since Old Avai, and people will start to notice any day now. Sam is married, with 2 children, and John hasn't even had a one-night stand in almost a decade and a half. He doesn't really miss sex, just the feeling of closeness, of sharing with someone else. His last partner was Sarge, and that's a minefield all on its own. Sarge is still the one he reaches for after a nightmare, even though he is the star of most. 3 months after John Grimm dies in a blaze of glory, John Kirrell has a fling with the woman he was hired to protect. The chances of a pregnancy are 1 in 1,000,000, but apparently John's juiced-up genes can defeat contraceptives. Carolyn becomes pregnant, and John's terrible luck holds true. She dies of complications during delivery, a calamity unheard of in this day and age. Sam wraps her arms around her twin while he holds his son and tells him everything will be okay. 2 weeks later, Sam goes home with Michael, the nephew she'll raise as a son. Only she and her husband will ever know. Her daughters are too young yet to realize that's not how children happen, and they'll never think to question it. Sam makes sure her children know how to defend themselves, and she notices that Michael is stronger, faster, and smarter than any other child his age, even his genius siblings. His own children, 2 girls and a boy, are the same. Michael's direct descendants are never sick, never break bones, and usually die of very old age. John checks in over the years, but he loses track after the 2nd century. Sam's family is too far flung. Until John is wandering on another anonymous planet and sees a man with his face crouching over a bleeding body, surrounded by screaming natives. Reaper roars to the forefront and doesn't settle until every enemy is dead. Michael's however many greats grandson stares at John, eyes wide. And John smiles. Part 2. Len has seen pictures of his great-great-grandmother's great-grandmother's brother, John. The older Len gets, the more he looks like the man, until they're damn near identical. He knows his however-many-great-uncle died young, heroically sacrificing himself for civilians. John was a soldier and his sister a scientist, and Len's own twin died in a shuttle accident when they were 6. When Len meets Jim Kirk on that shuttle in Iowa, he hasn't so instantly connected with someone since birth. Len has always healed quickly. He doesn't like violence, but he is very good at it. He's got shockingly quick reflexes and more strength than he thinks he should. But Mama told him long ago not to worry about it. It's just an inheritance from his great-great-grandmother's great-grandmother. He could have been something other than a doctor, quite easily. But he wants to help people, not hurt them. He leaves the fighting to Jim. He keeps in shape, of course, because he is not a fool. Like Mama said, he's been gifted. Only idiots reject something out of hand. Len knows how to defend himself and someone else, though he doesn't take pleasure in it like Jim. Sometimes, when Jim's actually on the losing end of a fight, Len steps in to finish it. Everyone in his family, all the way back to his great-great-grandmother's great-grandmother, has been taught to fight like a special forces soldier. Len could probably help Jim with that hand-to-hand class, but he's a healer, not a warrior. Of course, Len follows the damn fool kid into space. Goddamn Jim Kirk. After sneaking the idiot onto the Enterprise just so that Jim could save Earth and most likely the whole universe. And then Jim is given the Enterprise, and Len signs on as a CMO because no one else can keep the kid in one piece. So many things keep trying to rip Jim apart that Len is seriously considering tying him to the ship and never letting him on an away party again. But then... Uncle John, Len whispers in shock, staring up at a family legend, family ghost, wrist deep in Jim's chest, surrounded by the corpses of the marauders that tried to kill his captain, all slaughtered by a man dead for a couple dozen decades. Everyone keeps looking back and forth between Len and the man who introduced himself as John Smith, with a smirk. They're not quite identical, but they could pass as twins. John hangs back in sickbay as Len saves Jim's life, again, and then follows him into his office after Jim is stabilized. "What are you?" Len asks quietly. John hesitates, staring at Len, eyes examining his face intently, looking for something that Len couldn't begin to explain. Finally, John says, "I'm human, just with something extra." He pauses. "I lost track of Sam's descendants a century ago." Len nods, because, of course, his ancestor is actually an immortal who showed up just in time to save his life. Such is the influence of Jim Kirk. "Tell me," he demands, and John does. John disembarks at the next spaceport, leaving Len with a nod. "Take care of that kid, Bones," he instructs. "He reminds me of Sam." "Mama told me that your name in your unit was Reaper," Len says. John smiles. "As in Grim," he chuckles. Len watches him go, not reacting when Jim steps up next to him. "I'm sure there's a story. The self-sacrificing, laugh-in-the-face-of-danger, stubborn idiot," tells him. "I mean, I remember that we were attacked, and then I'm in sickbay, and you have a twin." Len shrugs. "John's family," he says. "I haven't seen him in a long time." Jim promises, "I'll get it out of you one day, Bones." Len swears to himself that he'll step up in physical training, because what happened on that planet cannot happen again. Len knows he'll never be as good as his however many greats uncle, and probably not as good as Jim. Because while he knows the basics and has the strength and reflexes, he hasn't spent most of his life fighting. But what he does have is nobody ever expecting the doctor capable of violence. And the next time a banquet they're at is attacked, Len protects his captain's back and knows that Reaper would be proud. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded as a thank you for Akainu-chan, who left this just really positive podfic feedback for me on a day when I really needed it. And then it turned out that we both really adore Reaper Bones, and I was like, oh, this is it! This is a thank you for making my day so much better. So, yeah. I hope everybody else enjoys Reaper Bones just as much as we do. And thank you for listening. Have a nice day.